As we make our way through the garden hour, we can't get through this without talking spring vegetables. I don't love the heat, but there is just something fun about harvesting your own watermelon on a lawn and spitting seeds at your brother in the summertime in Arizona. It's just, you can't complete a summer without melons. What types of melons are available? Because it's a lot more than just cantaloupe and watermelon.
Well, you've got honeydew. What other varieties do you plant in your garden?
We do pumpkins.
For your kids?
I know we're still a little early, but
yeah.
But pumpkins, watermelons, and cantaloupe are our primary melons. You need a lot of space.
Squash produce amazingly well.
I get tired of eating it after the second one. Zucchini. The only reason the zucchini live is for bread. Zucchini bread is good, but I get pretty tired of squash and zucchini as a side dish. And they are just a very good producer.
And how about tomatoes? Get them planted early in the spring in a early girl or varieties, patio tomatoes that don't take as long to ripen. Tomato plants, lettuce, peppers.
Do you like okra?
Cilantro, salsa. You know, I had friends from Oklahoma, and I learned to eat fried okra. I learned to cook fried okra a long time ago, but I haven't had it lately. How about you?
Oh, yes. Okra is every year. Sometimes we may miss our peppers. Sometimes we may miss our beans, or we may change a variety of cantaloupe or a different seed. Got to have my okra every year.
Got to have your okra. So have you moved into the new range of kale, different varieties of kale? That is the trendiest plant that is in every restaurant. McDonald's even has kale. It's healthy. It's happy.
It's a replacement for lettuce? Was lettuce unhealthy?
I think it has more nutrients, I think.
More nutrients. It's that green, leafy.
It's everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah. You put enough ranch on anything, it all tastes the same. It's just a leaf.
Might have to munch down on it a little longer.
Yeah, but with okra, my great uncle, had this recipe for fermenting okra. And you cut carrots and okra, and you put some seasoning along with it's the white
looks jicama.
Like a jicama.
Uh-huh.
And jicama. You put it all in, you pour vinegar on it, you let it sit for a couple weeks. It comes out crunchy, and it's a little bitter, but man, is it a good snack. And it's a great, just right out of the fridge, open the top, put it down, and people, you know, they might pass it a time or two, and then they try it, man.
Is that a little Louisiana kind of snack?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, in fact, a lot of people don't know this, but when you think Louisiana, you think their food, you think gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what gumbo means?
Sure. No.
Okra. That's an African word for okra is gumbo.
Oh.
So it was one of the dishes that just kind of came as the people that were exiled from Nova Scotia, the French, and merged with the slave trading that was going on all in the 16, 17, 1800s. It was a merge of African and French and Spanish cultures come together, and you got gumbo.
Huh.
But it was okra was one of the crops that was put in it, and you always cook your – and it's actually hard to find gumbos now with okra in it, but that's really what gumbo means is okra. And now you know. Again, if you're ever on a trivia thing that comes up, but otherwise, I may have just wasted your time with that.
We'll split the winnings with you.
There you go.
I think you've got our appetites going now.
Is it too late to get any spring vegetables in or melons or okra? We don't plant till July.
Yeah, it's still pretty early. It's just the beginning of April. You know, we may have had a few 95 degree days, but the temperatures are still beautiful in the evening. The high temps are predicted to go down next week, so it's still a great time to plant spring vegetables. Raised gardens are fantastic. Talking about milorganite, which would be a great additive to soil to plant now.
for seeds, it might be too late for a lot of them, but most of your local nurseries are going to have starter plants that you can get.
Yeah, they sure should. And along with the our Plant Something site, that also will link you to our member nurseries. If you're wondering where to shop or where to find some of these things, that'll take you there.
And in addition of being a great resource for the Nursery Association, y'all are very active, Cheryl, in a lot of the labor laws that are being passed. You've been back to D.C. 7 or 8 times since we've started working together, just mm-hmm. in helping maybe direct some of the, quote, elected officials in decision-making.
Sure. Encouragement.
Sure. We try to work with state and federal regulatory officials with just concerns with our members that they have. Our growers are definitely a part of agriculture, and they have certain issues, as well as our retailers. They're just like any other small business, trying to make a living and navigate their way through all the laws and regulations that they need so they can stay as local businesses in your community.
Very good. How does somebody... If they're in the landscape or the plant, how do they become a part of ANA?
Gosh, if you're in the industry, we'd love to have you visit azna.org, Arizona Nursery Association, azna.org, and click on membership.
And you don't even have to really be. We're an affiliate member to support the, you know, we pay our membership dues every year to support y'all's mission.
Anyone who cares about the industry, we'd love to have you.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.